I'm an addict named Bob. I don't know. It's, they got Robert down there. It just sounds so formal. You know, this is a simple program. So I'm an addict. That's the principle. And then Bob is the personality. So I just wanted to get that out the way. But anyway, and before I do anything, I just want to thank God, first and foremost, and you people for another day clean. For that, I am truly, truly grateful. It says, the speaker statement. The NA member chosen to speak at a meeting needs to be someone who's working and living in the NA program of recovery, which are the 12 steps and 12 traditions. In an area where there's not an abundance of NA members with substantial clean time or experience with the 12 steps and the 12 traditions, there's a possibility that a group inexperienced in Narcotics Anonymous may misunderstand NA traditions and invite speakers from outside the NA fellowship. There are several ways to avoid this situation. A basic text, for instance, reminds us that NA members from other areas are willing to drive long distance to support new groups. The speaker helps fulfill the group's primary purpose, kind of message of recovery to the addict who still suffers. When speaking at an NA meeting, we should be careful to deliver a clear message of recovery by identifying ourselves as addicts recovering from the disease of addiction. It is not necessary to dwell excessively on active addiction or war stories because we all know what it's like to use. We came to Narcotics Anonymous to stop using. We're here to share our experience, strength, and hope of recovery. Again, I'm an addict named Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Love y'all too. First and foremost, I just want to thank God, man, and you people for another day clean. For that, I am truly, truly grateful. It amazes me that when you're in a tradition workshop, how the numbers are very small. And even today, right, even in environment and service, because it talks about service in the 11th tradition, like it might be 5 or maybe 8% of the people do 100% of the work. And my wife and I were sitting next door to the topic, recovery and relapse, and they was jam-packed. Is it love or is it lust? Jam-packed. But here we go at a tradition meeting, like, and it's very few, but that's okay, though, right? It just lets me know that everybody's not willing to do the work necessary. And I don't mean that as a judgment call, you know, because I found out many are called, but few are chosen. It takes a lot of work to stay here and continue to keep being of selfless service. Because this is what this fellowship is about. Because you stay here long enough, you find out it's no longer about you. It's about finding or getting help to someone so they can find what you have found. And it's very, very important. And a lot of times I get a little discouraged, but I continue to keep doing what I need to do for self. But anyway, I just want to thank God that my wife and I had a safe trip and the people that came and support me. Now I'm getting real nervous now. But anyway, you know, I'm glad everybody have a safe trip. And through sponsorship, I understand that I can only keep what I have by giving it away. And as I do these things help strengthen my personal recovery because I understand I can only keep what I have by giving it away. And doing these things, it helps me to grow spiritually. Not so much material stuff, because you stay around here and you stay clean, you get a raise from the door and you can be able to buy a whole lot of stuff. But we're talking about a spiritual awakening. We're talking about spiritual principles. We're talking about spiritual growth. But anyway, I only have 25 minutes. But anyway, the first one I want to try to attempt to talk about is Narcotics Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence any name will never be joined a public controversy. I just want to thank God for the experienced members that was here when I got here who told me how important traditions were. And I thank God that I stayed here to get my own experience to internalize how important they really are. But when I first came around and I heard this tradition, right, I remember going to an anniversary meeting and the young lady was standing up, sharing on her fourth step. They told her to sit down. She couldn't do that. That's an outside issue. But the literature says anything that affects your personal recovery is sharing material. But I listened because I didn't know what was and what wasn't. And I remember being at another meeting and the young lady was standing there quoting a poem. Now, they told her again, sit down. That's an outside issue. And she sat down and put the poem up. But now also they talk about in the tradition, are we sharing to bring the group together or are we sharing really to hear ourselves talk? So sometimes we have to be mindful of why, but you have to understand a new person may not understand about an outside issue. So I think at times it's our, our responsibility as experienced members to, like, not so much crush them or try to beat them down, but like there's a meeting before, during, and after that we share with them. I know that it's important that we maintain the atmosphere of recovery, and I know that I go to a meeting outside my area and the experienced members will share. We call them, like, when the meeting is all diseased up, you know. There are people that kind of like talk about recovery because we do talk about the problem for identification, but solution is necessary for recovery. So I just need to say, right, like, I thank God for this fellowship because here's a fellowship that introduced me to a program. And as a result of being introduced to a program, it brought about this priceless gift called recovery. And I came here through the Methodon program. That's another big one now, all throughout the fellowship, because the world had to bring in a statement in relation to what people could and could not do for us, the Methodon. But what I want to thank God is that people allowed me my process. As I detoxed, they never told me I was clean. They never told me I was using. Some people did, some people didn't. The important reason why we don't have no opinion on outside issues, we don't want to run nobody away from here. And it's a big thing now. People don't want to come because they don't feel welcome. My job is to fan a person's desire to stay here, not to give my personal opinion of what I think, because I got a whole lot of personal opinions, but I need to keep them to myself. Yeah, I'm serious. I mean, when it comes to trying to help the newcomer, and check this, right, like, a lot of times we don't understand that these traditions are for the addict yet to come. We know that the addict, the newcomer, is the most important person at any meeting, but this is for the addict that still might be out there on coastal highway that ain't found a new way to live. Because, like, you know, like, because, you know, word of mouth, you know, when you tell somebody they can't do something here, then they tell somebody else, don't go over there because such and such say don't come here. Because it's real, real important. And I remember early in my recovery, right, being at a meeting and a person was on psychotropic meds. And people started telling them that they wasn't clean and come off the meds. We're not professionals. As you heard the earlier speaker, if I'm a doctor, it stops at the door. I'm an addict like you trying to get another day clean. And what I need to do is steer them to a person who do have experience or tell them to seek professional help. It ain't my job to tell people that they ain't using whether they clean or not. That's not my job. My job is to fan people's desire to stay here. And I thank God when I got here that there were people here that kind of like fan my desire to stay here. I might jump back and forth, but anyway, I want to touch on the 11th tradition, right? I got here when I was 50 years old, and I thank God there was people here that guided me in my recovery. I'm now 63, and that's an attraction, because let me tell you one thing, there ain't a whole lot of people in this fellowship 63 years old, you know, and staying here. You know what I mean? And not letting nothing divert you from this. Because, see, you can come around here. He talked about property and prestige and money, education, and all that stuff can kind of like send you in your merry, merry way. Or you can find that that's more important than this. See, I got a disease that someday it can give me amnesia. Or selective thinking. Or, like, tell me, like, I don't have to come no more. But most of all, right, look, you come and unplug from this, you can become that selfish person that you was when you first got here. See, if I stay here and I stay rooted and I do what's suggested in these traditions, man, being a service to somebody else, because a lot of times when I'm going through stuff, helping somebody else helps me get out of my stuff. I've learned through the steps, because you can't have one without the other. You need the steps and you need the traditions, right? I came to a person's home group or Narcotics Anonymous meeting, first of all. And then as I stayed here, I learned about the I and the we and all that other stuff, but I have to stay here in order to do that. We have a public information subcommittee, because the last speaker talked about that. And it's so ironic, man, that everybody loves Narcotics Anonymous, but it's hard to keep people involved in the service committee. And let me say this, right, through H&I and public information, that's how I learned about Narcotics Anonymous. And even today, man, I do an H&I commitment on Sunday nights at 7 o'clock where nobody can see me and the speaker but God. And I really don't have to talk about what I do in Narcotics Anonymous. The humility is just being about what I'm saying I'm about. How about like just doing what I'm supposed to do in the first place? In the 11th tradition, we got some famous people here, and I want to break some people's anonymity, right? Like Naomi Campbell. Naomi Campbell had some pictures taken of her going to an NA meeting in London. They put it all in the newspaper. Now, this might be good, or it might create some controversy. Okay, she's going to NA meeting, famous model. Now, I don't know if anybody read the other day, she got locked up for throwing something inside somebody's head for stealing her jeans. Look, check it out. Now, listen, right? Maybe it was good, that picture taken going to the NA meeting, right? But now throwing that iron inside the housekeeper's head, right? And they don't work. See, in the 11th tradition, it talks about the many don't outweigh the one. See, in this tradition, right, we could bring a whole lot of people in here, but what about the one that just won't come? That's what this tradition talks about. I remember, like, Samuel Jackson being on one of them news channels talking about he had some clean time as a result of Narcotics Anonymous. Well and good. A lot of people like Sam. A lot of people don't like him. He cusses a lot. They might think he's a racist and all that other stuff. See, and he associate that with Narcotics Anonymous. The first thing you know, that done invited some controversy. That Sam Jackson's in that Narcotics Anonymous fellowship. Maybe we better not go because we're not of color. You know, you listen, this is... A lot of times, man, You know, we talk about how simple these traditions are. They are to a point. But if you're not involved in service, they may not be that simple. Because things will come up in the service that you kind of like say, well, where'd that come from? And then you'll see it's kind of like a violation of the traditions. I just need to say, right, when the experienced member told me how important it was and I got involved in service and I didn't know how important it was, and as I stayed here, I went back to the history of the formulation of these traditions. And it was through controversy that formulated this tradition in the other fellowship. And check this. And when we stayed away from the traditions, we was catching hell. As long as when we stayed in boundaries of these traditions, we was good to go. Because what had happened was in the beginning of this fellowship, you had the big eyes and the little U's. You had one person trying to run the show. And then at one point had opinions because they was involved in trying to get the fellowship started. So they was just trying to do what they needed to do. It was controversy about what the name of Narcotics Anonymous was going to be in the beginning. That's why it's important for me to like learn about NA history. You have the coffee table book that kind of like shares some things. There's another book that was a board member who talked about when Jimmy Kay and all of them. I found that it was very, really important. And I don't know. I like to have information. The Lone Star Region came out with a tradition workbook, but it's not approved literature, so you won't see it. But I had opportunity to go online and download it just to get the information. And it's just like the step working guide. That's all, just information about the traditions. And I found that it's very, very important. Maybe, just maybe, they'll find a way to get it to the world, and the world can kind of like do the work they need to do around it to put it out to this fellowship, because it's very, very, very important. I don't know, man. I love this fellowship. And I do whatever I do, or I do what I can do to make sure that it exists for somebody else. And sometimes I find that I got to do the things I don't want to do within this fellowship. Because they talk about you will have to do some things you don't want to do for your personal recovery. And service is a part of your personal recovery. If anybody gets medallions of clean time, it says God, self, society, and service. And it says no one points out to you get involved in service that points out the NA unity. And this unity is how well we follow these traditions, that it works. In the 12th tradition, is just all of them rolled into one. There are no big I's and little U's here. Identification that we're addicts suffering from the disease of addiction, and we're all trying to get another day clean. But what I love about it, in the Just for Today, if you go back to the back of the book and it talks about principle before personalities. In the beginning, I learned, like when I went to my group conscious in my business meeting, and I learned that from a friend of mine, I pray. Because a lot of times, people are not able to put the principle before the personality. Because we think that our idea is more important than yours. Or we think we might know what's best for the group. You know, we come into that I, me, and my thing, right? Then that's when it becomes the personality. If I stay into the we part of this program and understand who I'm serving, because a lot of times I think we can get involved and forget who we're serving. You know, we serve in a fellowship that it's a God-given program. You know, and everybody will not get this gift called recovery. Because I found out it takes a lot of courage to stay here day in and stay day out. It takes a lot of courage not to use drugs a day at a time. It takes courage just to be willing to change completely your old way of thinking and your behaviors and all that other stuff. And I thank God that you don't graduate from this. This is like an ongoing process. I've learned to pray. I'm an RCM and I represent my area at the Philadelphia region. And I remember going to regions, man, and seeing fights almost break out, even in area service. But that don't mean I have to get involved in them. You know, I found like sometimes you just got to allow people to be where they're at. You can't change them. You can't make them do anything they don't really want to do. But it's so ironic. I went to region one regional weekend, and I get up there, man, and I mean, it was so chaotic, man, and I'm saying to myself, where's everybody's program? They must have left it at the door. Because I'm telling you, man, like, you can stay around here for a bit and have a whole lot of information, right, and kind of, like, begin to be like it's the way I want things instead of the way. And I've learned, right, like, even at region, group, area service, if you forget who you're really serving, you know, it's the newcomer, it's the advocate to come, but check this. Even the Chesapeake, Potomac region is just a little fish in the big pond. This is a worldwide fellowship, and we still can get caught in what I want as a region, what I want as an area, or what I want as a group. And still forgetting about, it's like what's best for the fellowship. I don't think most people think about the fellowship except when it's something nice to say. But I think in the decision-making process, I have yet to see anybody talk about, hey, man, what about the worldwide fellowship? You know, everybody's just talking about what their immediate needs are. And as I stay here long enough, that as long as I practice the principle and keep my personality out the way, that's all I have to do. Because I done seen some stuff go on, man, up at that region. I just sit there and just shake my head. You know, like, because you could either be part of the problem or part of the solution. You know, you either in or you out, one or the other. But as I stayed around here long enough, right, like I found out principle before personality means that I like you no matter whether you like me or not. I can go to a meeting and don't want to hear you no more. That's the time I need to sit down and listen the best. I can't ever think that nobody or just one person can help me because everybody can. Because I found out like you could jump over two people to get the one, and them two you jumped over, you got to go back the next day to ask for the help. That's principle before personality. And check this, right? And allow people to be wrong. All right, it's principle before personality. How about you get that newcomer on the phone and want to talk your ear off like you in the bed or you just woke up? It's tough sometimes. Listen, let me tell you one thing. Like, the principle before the personality is talking about practicing patience and tolerance of other people. And it ain't always easy. It's not always easy, right? And I'm not perfect. I don't want nobody to think that I'm perfect, man. I'm in here trying to get better just like you are. You know, I don't know, man. I love Narcotics Anonymous, and I don't know. I continue to keep doing the things I need to do. I keep showing up at the regional service office. I keep going to those off-month meetings. I keep showing up for them ad hoc committee meetings. I got involved with the sponsorship book and pamphlet at the World Convention. The World Service came to Philadelphia. I got involved with that. I think that it's real, real important that you know and come to understand the service structure and how decisions are being made. It's a call report out this month. And I know ours have to be in by the 21st, and there's three motions on there trying to do some new literature and stuff. But, you know, we'll have a workshop on it and talk about it and see what happens, you know. But I just love Narcotics Anonymous, man. And I probably, you know, before I came down here, right, I was thinking that I was going to do this thing by myself. And I'm sitting, you know, addicts got to read everything and, you know, but I know once you get up here, all that reading and all that other stuff goes right out the window because God will give you what he wants you to share with the group. Simple as that, you know, but I know that, you know, but, you know, I love Narcotics Anonymous, and if you don't understand traditions, that's all right, man. Just get involved in service and higher form of services in your home group. Go to your business and your group conscious meet. Because once you violate one of the traditions, somebody will bring it to your attention. Look, listen, and on finding right at our area, right, we got subcommittees, H&I Public Information, that's in dire need of support. You got people now take positions, take them just to be taking them, you don't see them no more. Then when you want to hold them accountable, then they think that you taking it, that you getting on them personally. And when you talk to them about a position or whatever they're doing within this fellowship, right, and they get all mad, I ask them, why are you taking it personal? You know, but, you know, everybody's here for different reasons. Everybody ain't here for the same thing. Everybody may not want to get involved in service. But I know this, that service is a part of my personal recovery. And I'm going to stay involved in service as long as God allows me to. You know, so if you're new, welcome to Narcotics Anonymous. If you don't think you're at the right place, you are. If you don't think it'll work, it will. If you don't think it'll help, okay. The most important thing you do is keep coming back. Because here's a fellowship that's so powerful. If you bring the body, sooner or later, the mind will follow. Eventually, so will your heart. If you do the work. Because it don't work by magic, you know. I mean, the program can work in spite of you, right? But we suggest you do some things if you want what the program has to offer. Because there's a lot of benefits here if you just do the work, you know. Anyway, I'm going to wind it up. But anyway, and I just want to thank my wife for coming down with me. And I just want to thank, I want to cry now, people from my area that supported me, you know. And I love you. Thanks for letting me share.
All right, our next speaker is Beverly R.
I've been giving him a hug for it before.
I'm an addict named Beverly.
Hey, Beverly.
Hi, everybody. I'm nervous. I'm always nervous. I thought this workshop was going to be empty. Before I read this statement, I too want to thank my higher power, my choose to call God, and you people for another day clean. And I know that it wouldn't be possible without those two entities in my life today. So I'm truly grateful. And speaker statement. The NA member chosen to speak at a meeting needs to be someone who is working and living the NA program of recovery, which are the 12 steps and 12 traditions. In areas where there is not an abundance of NA members with substantial clean time or experience with the 12 steps and 12 traditions, there is the possibility that a group inexperienced in Narcotics Anonymous may misunderstand NA traditions and invite speakers from outside the NA fellowship. There are several ways to avoid this situation. Our basic text, for instance, reminds us that NA members from other areas are willing to drive long distances to support new groups. The speaker helps fulfill the group's primary purpose, carrying the message of recovery to the addict who still suffers. When speaking at an NA meeting, we should be careful to deliver a clear message of recovery by identifying ourselves as addicts recovering from the disease of addiction. It is not necessary to dwell excessively on our active addiction or war stories because we all know what it was like to use. We came to Narcotics Anonymous to stop using, and we are here to share our experience, strength, and hope of recovery. And I thank God for sponsorship and service. I think those were the two very important pieces of my recovery that got me to this place today. And I have a sponsor who has a knowledge of the steps, working knowledge of the steps and the traditions, and taught me how to conduct myself when attending Narcotics Anonymous meetings. Taught me the simplicity, you know, and I'm grateful for that. I'm also grateful for her suggestion of getting in service early on, which taught me about the traditions, you know, because I thought traditions was always so boring, you know, I was used to the war stories and all of that. But, and like, I appreciate all that I heard because, you know, I ditto exactly what he said in terms of the traditions. But if you really want to learn what the traditions are about, getting service. You know, that's the best way to learn about the traditions. And, you know, when you get into traditions, you really deny self because it's not really about self anymore. It's really about the group, you know. And that's a really hard piece because I could be so self-centered, you know, and it's all about me, you know. And but it's not. So in to speak on tradition 10, which I need to read it. Narcotics Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the NA name or to never be joined into public controversy. When we talk about outside issues and we listen to people share in meetings, and I agree the literature states about when we share, you know, are we sharing to help or bring unity to the group, or are we sharing to divide the group? Or, you know, when we come in, and a lot of times newcomers come in out of treatment facilities, or we come in, we bring outside issues into the group, you know, and I could share my personal opinion with an individual, but I can't share on the basis of Narcotics Anonymous. I can't represent what Narcotics Anonymous is because we don't affiliate with anything outside of that. You know, if I'm sharing a situation that's really affecting my recovery, then I need to, I have the right to share that. But I can't openly say, well, Narcotics Anonymous says this and Narcotics Anonymous says that in relations to that because I don't know. I don't represent Narcotics Anonymous. You know, and, you know, the one way I learned that was that I used to stay in a shelter, and I was one of the ones who, you know, got on the path of recovery, started doing better, you know, and now they started wanting me to speak for the shelter, you know, when they had the little fundraising events, and, you know, and I had to be very careful that what I said was my own personal, my personal experience, strength, and hope. I could not, you know, affiliate Narcotics Anonymous with, you know, the shelter because there was no affiliation whatsoever. Narcotics Anonymous had no opinion on whatever the shelter chose to do, how they chose to help their women or whatever. All I could do was share what worked for me and how I got to the place where I was. And so that was one tradition that helped me. When we talk about tradition 11, our public relation policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and film. Personal anonymity versus the anonymity of the group. And I had realized that there are two differences. There's my personal anonymity, and then there's the anonymity of the group, you know. And when I want to speak, I'm not here to promote Narcotics Anonymous. You know, I give you an example, and that's the best way that I could share traditions is based on my personal experience. I work at a medical research facility, and we hired this gentleman, and he seemed to be having some issues, you know, always coming in late, you know. You know, and I don't know what happened, but one day he just started to open up, you know, and he was sharing that he had to go to this domestic violence class and, you know, get this paper signed, and, you know, he seems to get in trouble every time he drinks, and, you know, and I'm faced with a decision, you know. Do I expose who I am at the sake of helping someone else? And I did. But all I could do was share with him what Narcotics Anonymous can do for him if he chooses to go that route. You know what I'm saying? It's not about, you know, well, you know, if you want some help, this is what we can do for you, you know. And I have the right to break my own, you know, that's my choice as to whether I make a decision whether I want to personally break my own anonymity. But at the level of Narcotics Anonymous, I really don't think that there is an anonymity, because if that was the case, then we wouldn't be able to share with other suffering addicts the benefits of this program. You understand what I'm saying? So, but we have to be careful, you know, the difference between promotion and attraction. If I'm living right and I'm working the steps and I got the traditions in my life and I'm practicing them, then I really don't have to say much. You know, it's the way I walk and how I'm living. So people are going to realize, see, something different about her. You know what I'm saying? I remember when she used to do A, B, and C, and she's not living like that anymore. What's going on with you? You know, and then at that point, I could say what Narcotics Anonymous has done for me. But we got to be real careful, because, and it doesn't mean that I don't fall short. You know, it doesn't mean that I don't make mistakes. But we got to be real careful when we displaying them key tags and all that other kind of stuff, and our behavior is absurd. You know, we're acting like we just came off the corner. You know, we're representing what Narcotics Anonymous is. So, you know, people want to know why with them addicts. You know, them addicts, they ain't changed. You know what I'm saying? No, we need to be, we might be the only basic text somebody see. You know, we need to be demonstrating what is said in that book. And the 12th tradition talks about anonymity being the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. And, you know, we were talking about that a little bit on the way over here in the car. My husband and one of my sponsors, we were in the car, and we were just talking. And we were talking about another entity that we partake in, and Narcotics Anonymous, and how the principles, you know, and placing principles before personality, and sometimes how that is so hard to do. I'll give you an example. I might see somebody who maybe their name done traveled through the fellowship or whatever the case may be. Now I don't know if they formed an opinion on this person, and I walk into a meeting and they sitting up in there getting ready to speak. And I immediately say, I don't want to hear that person, and walk out the door. I don't place personality way before, because who knows? Who's to say that he or she don't have the message that I need to hear? The principle is, Beverly, you need to sit down and be open to get the message. You know what I'm saying? In a group setting, you know, I believe in group consciousness, and I believe that God works through the group. You know, we all will bring our ideas and our thoughts to a meeting, but the ultimate authority is going to have his way regardless. You know, and I need to learn how to accept that. You know what I mean? And but lots of times, I will downplay somebody else's thought or idea just because of their personality, and it may not have nothing to do with the principle of the situation. Can I put my personal differences aside and think for the better? I'm sitting there for the better of the whole, and the better of the whole is Narcotics Anonymous and trying to maintain an area of recovery for the new person that the gentleman talked about that hasn't even gotten here yet, that's about to come here. You know, I thank God for H&I because it wasn't until I was in and out of this program so much that when I finally got to detox, sitting there, I mean, so broken down and beat down, and H&I came to bring a message of hope. And the person that came that particular was someone that I knew. And you talk about the humiliation, and I put my head down, and they told me to pick my head up, you know, and that I was in the right place. And because of that H&I meeting, I have been here ever since. You know, and so in turn, it is so important that I get in service and I go to places like detoxes and shelters and things. Sometimes we can get in here, we can get some time, and we can get so busy. You know, we can get our place so full, and then when someone asks us to be of service to someone simple, now, you know, I don't put the principle of helping another addict or suffering addict at that point aside. You know, and it's all about me now. No, I can't do it. I got this, I got that. Hold up. You know, somebody was there for you. I need to learn how to take 15 or 20 or an hour, whatever it is. Like you said, the person who calls me, and I really don't want to spend the time on the phone. They talking too much, you know. You know what I'm saying? I gotta sit still, you know. And trust me, I got two sponsors. They can talk. Whew, they can go. So what I do is sometimes, and I'm going to be honest, at the time, I don't even know what they're saying. I'm just on the phone, you know, but they need to run. They need to run their mouth for whatever reason. And so I make myself available. That is the most important thing about, I know, these three. It's about service, you know. And by the time I get to that 12th edition, I really should have incorporated it all, because you said that all the traditions rolled up in one, you know. And if you knew, you may not like what it might seem boring, you know, what the traditions got to do with anything. But I have learned how to apply these traditions in some of my everyday life. You'd be surprised, you know, at work. You know, it's funny how we can go to a job, or at least I can go to a job, and each job has its own style, has its own rules, has its own regulations. They got their own makeup, you know. And if I want to fit in and be comfortable on the job, I need to learn what those traditions are, you know, in order for me to fit in. So I have to do the same thing in here. I got to come in here, and I got to find out exactly what it is that you people do, you know, and how to do it so that I can become as successful as the rest of you guys. Because I consider if you come in here and you ain't used today, that's a success. You know what I'm saying? Because I know, I remember I couldn't, the thought of not using for 1 hour was a hard task. You know, so if you can stay clean for today, then that's a success. And I need to come in here and find out, what is it that you did? How did you get there? You know, how did you do that? So, you know, being of service, and I really speak to those who have been here a while, who have some substantial clean time like myself. My clean date is January 25th, 1993, and I remember the zeal that I had after that first year wanting to be in service and sponsoring the United States of America. You know, and want to just help, you know, and just show everybody this thing works. And, you know, that zeal that I had. And now, you know, my plate is full, and you know, I don't want to be responsible for nobody else's recovery. And, you know, all that stuff that we say to ourselves, if everybody starts to think like that and feel like that, then what happens to Narcotics Anonymous? You know what I'm saying? So I need to remember that somebody was there for me, you know. I'm not gonna, about to wind it up, but I was sitting there and I was listening and I enjoyed everything that he had to say. You know, something I wanted to say when he started to talk about celebrities. I remember going to a meeting in D.C. at a club, and a comedian came up there. Was sitting up in there. Everybody was all, ooh, you know, you know, can I get your autograph and all this old kind of stuff. But somebody told him, hey, hold up, sit down. you one of us. You know, it ain't about your celebrity status up in here. We don't care nothing about that. You know, you sitting in the NA meeting. So you one of us. And we got to be real careful about putting those type of people, you know, on this type of pedestal or making them representatives of the program. You know, because like he said, if they relapse or they can't go, you know, they can't stay clean, that sounds, told you about that NA program, it ain't about nothing. You know, we gotta be careful about that. So I don't get caught up when I hear people say, well, you know, so and so one of us, oh yeah, that's nice, you know, and ain't no big thing. Because you got doctors, lawyers, millionaires, you got all kind of folks that suffer with the disease of addiction, you know. So all I know is that I'm grateful that this program is here for me, and the service is available for me. I want to thank the convention committee for asking me to come speak, and I'll keep coming back.